Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is October the 2nd. My name's Hunter, and we are doing what we do every day. We're spending time in God's Word. Kids from all around the world are gathering together to listen to these amazing stories from the Bible. Today we are in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Then we finish in 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 12. Well, Jesus was about to disappear into a cloud. What did he say to his disciples just before he returned to heaven? Let's read and find out from Acts chapter 1. In my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up into heaven, after giving his chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after his crucifixion, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive, and he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised, as I told you before. John baptized with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?" He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go." Wow. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to help his followers, the disciples, and they needed the Holy Spirit to help them tell others about Jesus. If you're one of Jesus' followers, the Holy Spirit will help you too. He will give you courage whenever you ask him to help them, to help you to share the love of Jesus with the world, with someone else in your life. This is what 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says. We have received God's Spirit, not the world's Spirit. And so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given to us. How about that? Friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and Jesus doesn't come from the clouds the way that he left. Well, if that happens, then we'll skip the podcast and we'll hear directly from him. But until that time, you be blessed, my friends, and you remember this. You remember that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you later. You take care. Bye-bye.